We are into the month of June, and among many other things, that means hurricane season is officially underway. Experts are predicting a normal season this year, 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, anywhere from 1 to 4 major hurricanes. That means Category 3 or higher, but we know those Category 1s and 2s can do a ton of damage as well. Rick Lutzik is the director of UNC's Institute for Marine Sciences, Institute of Marine Sciences, rather, located in Morehead City. His team is working on ways to better predict the impact of hurricanes when it comes to storm surges and floods. And he joins us now on the phone. Professor Lutzik, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So starting with where I led off, when we hear experts predicting a normal hurricane season, I think that sentence has a tendency to wash over us. Practically speaking, what does that mean? How should we take that?
The good news, maybe, is that it's not predicted to be an extremely active hurricane season. So the last three have been above normal hurricane years. And last year here in North Carolina, we had Ian hit us, and obviously Florida is still trying to put the pieces back together from Ian, and they will be for a number of years. I think that has now been the third most costly weather event in the United States. So even though it was predicted to be a very active year last year, we didn't have the numbers that we've had in, say, the year before, where we were, again, out of the regular alphabet in terms of storm names. Nevertheless, as we learned from last year and many previous years, it only takes one, and particularly a strong one, to do substantial damage. And so as we look at what looks to be a normal year, an average year, I think what you really have to do is make sure that you're prepared, because it only takes one.
And when it comes to the destructive force of hurricanes, everybody always focuses on that category number, category 1, 4, whatever. But what really are the most important things that we want to consider?
Well, I mean, wind is certainly does a lot of damage, tears off a lot of roofs. It blows down a lot of trees. It wipes out a lot of power, particularly if it's above ground. And when combined with rain, it can cause a lot of water damage from wind-driven rain penetration into homes. We certainly saw that here in 2018 when Hurricane Florence made landfall in coastal North Carolina. So wind is important, but wind is, you know, something you can typically shelter from. The other side of the equation is the water, is the storm surge, and the flooding that accompanies these storms. Oftentimes, the worst of it right along the coast is the storm surge, the water coming out of the, being blown out of the ocean, essentially up onto the land. It's got very intense waves associated with it. It is very damaging, tears things down, floats them away. And from a human perspective, in terms, you know, you've got a lot of damage to deal with, but it's very hard to shelter in place from storm surge. So you really have to evacuate from storm surge or have a considerable elevation working for you, and a very strong structure and the ability to get, you know, above the, certainly above the ground floor and maybe even the second floor, depending on how strong the event is. So usually the water does more damage, kills more people, and takes longer to recover from. So as much as we do need to be concerned about the winds, and somewhere along the line, we came up with this category system which focuses on the winds, it's the water that is truly the challenge to deal with in these events. Close to the coast, it's the storm surge from the ocean, but what we've seen with some of our more recent events, Harvey and Irma and Florence here in North Carolina, the rainfall can really take a toll, particularly in the, you know, few days, week following the storm event, as it makes its way through the watersheds down into the low-lying coastal plains. It can do a tremendous amount of damage and flooding right when people are trying to recover from the wind and the storm surge.
Speaking with Rick Lutzik, the director of UNC's Institute of Marine Sciences. They're down in Morehead City. ims.unc.edu, by the way, is the website if you want more information from them. And I know your work focuses pretty heavily on trying to predict the storm surge and the flooding that comes from hurricanes. Tell us about the work that you and your team are doing down there.
Yeah, we have for about three decades now been working on computer models that predict how the ocean moves, and we can use them for a variety of things, but one area in which they've been used quite extensively both by my research group, but also by several branches of the federal government, in turn, including the Weather Service and the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA, is to predict how the ocean responds to strong storm events like hurricanes. And so the storm surge, the flooding that comes associated with those. If you go to New Orleans, the system that now protects the city following Katrina was designed by the Corps of Engineers using the computer programs we've developed. NOAA and the National Weather Service run our model every day on a global scale to predict water levels and all of the associated things that come from those. And if you live in a coastal county and have flood insurance through FEMA, then those rates, the models that we've developed, probably undergird the calculation of those rates in some form or fashion. We continue to work on those programs to try to improve them, always trying to make them better. We also use them, you know, when particular events come, and work with various agencies to try to make sure that they're well informed about what the likelihood is in the flooding, storm surge, damage arena.
Speaking again with Rick Lutzik, UNC's Institute of Marine Sciences. And I want to go back to something that you said a few minutes ago. You mentioned that the last 3 years, not this year necessarily, but the last few years, we've seen an uptick in the number of hurricanes those 3 years in a row. And it reminded me that there's been so much discussion about the impact of climate change on the frequency and the power of hurricanes. And I know our knowledge of this is still evolving, but what do we know now about the impact of climate change on what we see year to year?
Well, as you said, it's still evolving, but the pieces are falling into place. Some things we have very high confidence in, and other things we're still learning about. But sea level is rising, and that just sets the bar. I mean, anything that comes through, if the sea level is higher, then immediately the water is closer to your doorstep, as it were. So we know that that's absolutely the case, and we can attribute that to the change in our climate over the last century. We know that the ocean is warming, and warmth in the ocean is the fuel for hurricanes and tropical cyclones in general. We know that's happening, and so we know that there's more fuel out there to allow these to become stronger further north than they otherwise might have. So we have very good evidence of that. We know that with a warmer atmosphere, it can hold more precipitation, and so we know that these events are becoming more wetter rainfall events in addition to just being stronger winds and more storm surge. So we have very good evidence that is indeed the case. So all of these are what the certainly what the future portends, and it's not just the future. We've actually seen the signature of it already. There are other issues that we're, again, still learning about, and that could be how fast the storms move. It seems like they may be slowing down a little bit, which is bad because it just means that, you know, you have to deal with the winds, the surge, and particularly the rainfall for a longer period of time. That is still coming into clarity, but there's growing evidence that may be the case. So those are really the key aspects of hurricanes that the climate is causing to change and as such making them bigger hazards, bigger threats for us to have to deal with.
As we wrap up this conversation, anything else about hurricane season that folks should know, especially those of us maybe a little bit further inland who are getting ready for the same season?
You know, I think the key is to take it seriously, you know, to have preparations as needed. And again, that's true at the coast, but it is true further inland. We've seen substantial damage inland from a number of storms. Certainly dating back to Hazel and Fran and Floyd and other events that have impacted inland parts of the state in ways that maybe you don't think about. So definitely take them seriously, and more than anything, listen to the emergency management and Weather Service guidance. And if they say evacuate, if they say do something, then do it.
ims.unc.edu is the website for the Institute of Marine Sciences at UNC. Go there and find out more. Rick Lutzik, director of the Institute, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with your audience.